Do you hate sitting next to a complete stranger when you fly? If so, things could be getting much worse for you. A new patent has proposed a space-saving design. Wait for this. It essentially means, we can cut to the chase in this story here, all this kick that's written down about this story. If we cut to the chase. They're now going to redesign planes so that you sit opposite someone in the cockpit, all right? Or in the, what do you call it? What do you call it? I can't remember what you call it now. That word stuck in my mind now. It's not the cockpit, Vinny. What do you call it?
Do you get to fly in the cockpit whenever you fly?
What do you call it?
The cabin.
The cabin.
The cockpit. What's wrong with you today? It's only Tuesday. You've been off for 3 weeks.
The cabin, right? So what they're going to do now is they're going to redesign the fit out of the plane so that you sit opposite each other. Then you have to talk to these lunatics that are on the plane with you.
Strangers. People would want to talk to you.
I've been speaking to the travel writer, Andrew McVeigh, about the new proposals.
They've got this design, and it's a space-saving design for a new range of seats on aeroplanes so that you would sit instead of a middle seat and everybody sits facing forward, like three seats in a row on an aisle and then another three seats. The middle seat would actually be facing backwards. So the idea is to cram more seats into the economy section, which they always try and do. Prices probably won't come down any. It's not necessarily going to happen in any time in the future, but it may happen, you know, long-term.
Sometime in the future.
Yes.
I can't think of anything worse.
See, the thing is, Andrea, if you get stuck in economy beside Stephen, because you fly back and forward every day almost over to England, so if you get stuck beside Stephen, you basically would be...
Well, you'd be looking at his face for an hour flying over from Belfast to London or Belfast to Manchester. You'd be sitting looking at Stephen's adorable face.
Can I describe what I can see right now, Andrea? Because I'm sitting opposite him here at the radio desk. He's wearing a shirt, which... It's a kind of pinky colour. It matches his skin. It's not far away from not fitting you. And thankfully, this is like a little treat for me, Andrea. He's undone. Well, there's a couple of buttons not done further down.
No.
So I can see belly button fluff. I can see skin. I can see it all. So if you were sitting opposite him on a flight, on a budget, in economy, that's what you have to look at.
That's what you'd be looking at, yes. You'd be looking at for an hour or a couple of hours if you were going to Europe.
Some people would pay big money for that.
Stephen thinks he's hard done by. He's saying, I wouldn't like that. Hello, I think it's everybody else on the plane. Maybe wouldn't like looking at Stephen like that. But does he fly first class? Or Vinny, I mean, does he ever fly economy?
Sometimes. Well, he flies economy if he's paying, if the BBC are paying. Is this right, Stephen? Then he flies first class.
Don't be ridiculous.
Is that not true? You're denying that.
Don't be ridiculous.
Well, sometimes you can have to fly economy. So if you're getting domestic flights, then you sometimes have to.
I seriously, though, can't think of anything worse than being stuck on a plane opposite someone so that you have to actually speak to them.
You have to talk. Well, I think the plane's a nice time for just sitting down. You can talk to the person beside you if you want, but if not, you just sit down.
I never talk to people
in a
plane.
I like getting a couple of magazines, newspapers.
Like your man. What do you call your man? Like Crawley was on the same plane as me yesterday, for example.
Did you talk to the doctor?
Absolutely not.
No? Did he try and talk to you?
No, I pretended
that
I...
Did you put your hand up and say, get back?
I pretended I didn't see him.
No autographs, please.
And then when we were walking off the plane... He kind of said, oh, hi. And I went, oh, hi.
The thing
are you
is,
on the plane?
He is no, just like you. Not. So he was probably doing the exact same thing. Look, there's your man. No, I don't want to talk to
imagine
him.
Imagine being stuck opposite Crawley on a plane and him talking to you about his doctorates and about his qualifications and about how smart he is. Like, can you imagine being stuck on a plane?
That wouldn't be that bad. Compared to the drivel that you talk.
I wouldn't talk.
Andrea, do you talk to people on planes?
Well, I do, yeah, because, I mean, Northern Irish people are very chatty for a start. I was on a plane on Friday, in fact, yes, and you end up talking to the guy beside me. We're just sort of saying, oh, the plane's late, it's delayed, blah, 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 his experience. I mean, honestly, if you're Northern Irish and you stand beside somebody in a queue or in a supermarket, you end up best mates with them, so that does happen.
Do you know what someone did? Can I go off on a tangent here? Do you know what someone did? I have not revealed this. Do you know what someone did 4 weeks ago to me? This is serious. Two incidents in a fortnight. So in week one, someone stopped their car in the middle of the road in front of my car, Andrea, right? Got out of the car and rapped my window and I thought, my goodness, there's an emergency. And I wound down the window and they started talking to me. In the middle of the road. In the middle of the road.
What did they say?
Hi, Stephen. And started talking about the radio show.
I'm such a big fan.
I'm sitting in the middle of the road. Valid. And then it gets better. So the next week, about what time do I get into work at? About 7:05 in the morning.
That's a lie.
Probably about 5 to 9.
Yes.
I pull up outside the BBC and someone opens the passenger seat of my car and got in and sat down.
No.
And sat down!
Did you know them?
No!
What did they say to you?
Started talking to me about the radio show.
See, that's because sat people in the feel passenger that they know you so well.
Sat in the passenger seat of my car, Andrea.
But that's why you should have, I think you should have protection or security guards or something like that. I mean, you're a big celebrity, Stephen.
That's it.
You can't be expected to put up with members of the public for goodness
Andrea,
sake.
he's like our version of Kim Kardashian or something like that, isn't he?
Okay. Yes, definitely. I mean, you can't,
Kim Kardashian is one thing,
but you can't, not in your off time, not in your real life, you can't be expected to members of the public.
Andrea, did you just say, in his off time he shouldn't be expected to speak to members of the public?
Of course I talk to people.
I think that's what he thinks.
That's what he gets paid $5 million a year. Oh,
sorry. I draw the line. I have no problem talking to people. Absolutely none. I draw the line when someone opens the passenger seat of my car and gets in and sits down.
Well, they are licensed pair, so maybe they feel like they are allowed to do it. What did you say to this woman?
They might have asked you for a lift. Sure, you could have given them a lift somewhere. You should have offered.
What did you say to her?
I was that stunned. I was actually gripped.
Did you say, excuse me, madam, you're sitting in a McFlurry and half a KFC? Well,
to be honest with you, her little dress for the rest of the day would have been... I'd been eating those... what do you call those things I'm obsessed with now? Poppets.
You get poppets?
Poppets. You know the chewy toffee ones? Right. The big bags you get for £1. Poppets.
She had a poppet stuck to her behind.
She did.
Well, there you go. He also lets ice cream melt in the seat. These are really fancy leather seats, Andrea. And he lets them melt there. So he's got, it's like ice cream juice.
It's McFlurry
Stop
juice.
Stop saying McFlurry juice because that's talking about McDonald's too much and we're not allowed to do that.
Andrea, this has been riveting.
Well, I also remember, in planes where there used to be a table. I went on a school trip with the rest of my class and teachers in the 1980s. On the way back, we sat on the plane and there was actually like a table in the middle of it, sort of like you'd get in a train. And that's when you could smoke in aeroplanes as well. And all the teachers lit up and we're all puffing all the way back from Italy from our speed trip. So anyway, it has happened in the past and it could happen again. Be warned.
You're giving away your age, Andrea.
Unfortunately, I've given away my age on the radio show before. There's no hiding for me now anymore. People know what age I am.
Andrea, thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you.